what is his happening? This, that, and those listeners. What's going on, guys? So today, I did the Scream breakdown. But first, there's more. So to all my Star Wars fans out there, we found out Chewbacca's last name, guys. He has a last name. Chewbacca's last name? Stein. S-T-E-I-N. Might be Steen, but I'd like to read it as Stein. Which means that... yep, the cough's still there, by the way. I think that means that Chewbacca is Jewish. He... Yeah, Chewbacca is Jewish. He's Jewish. Get it? Chewbacca, Jewish, Chewy. Yeah, that was my Chewbacca impersonation. I hope you liked it. He comes from a long... He actually comes from a long family of Chews. They're always a little bit greedy when it came to the galaxy far, far away. That's why the Empire killed him off. Because, I know where you guys think I'm going with this. I think I'm just going to go for it. The Empire, this was actually, they always say you can learn from history, right? If we would have had these move, if we would have found these documentaries from a galaxy far, far away, or what was it? A long, long time ago. Yeah, a long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away. If we would have found these documentaries, part 1 through 6, now they're finding more, 7. I think they're looking for 8. But they would have stopped Hitler right in his tracks because the Empire was killing all the Chews. They put them in concentration camps. They were making them work for... They were just awful, awful conditions. Chewbacca was actually the only one that even made it out. Chewbacca Stein. And, yeah, we could have totally stopped Hitler in his tracks. History repeats itself, guys. Remember. And never forget that Order 66. Is that what it was? You know what I'm talking about. Alright, enough with the Star Wars talk. So, we got more Cavs news, y'all. I don't even know where to start with this. Damian Lillard, I'll start with the Damian Lillard. He was interviewed about the Kyrie situation. He basically said he gets it, just like I get it. You get it, right? He wants to be his own guy. You can't blame him for that. But he also chimed in and said, this is his quote, "Who wouldn't want to be in the finals every year?" Exactly. That's what I think everyone's saying. Since LeBron's come back, they've been in the finals every year. Why? I just feel like he's being a little bit selfish. He's making bank. Okay, he's cashing checks. He is on the best team in the East. In the final, he basically has a pass to the finals every single year. Kyrie, just wait one more, wait another year. Just see what LeBron does. That's all you gotta do. Just if LeBron leaves, the team's yours, man. Damn. Anyway, if this next one is true, he's not staying. He's gonna get dealt with somehow. He's gonna be out of here, because this literally just happened like 15 minutes ago, Stephen A. Smith reported, who is, I mean, I can't stand the guy most of the time, but he reported, unless it was a fake report, that LeBron would be tempted to beat Kyrie's ass if they saw each other. I'm not gonna lie, it hurts a little bit, because those two were, they were tight, like, on the court, it was such a good duo. Obviously, we don't know what's going on off the court. It'll probably come out, right? It always comes out. But as a Cavs fan, you want to see. You'd rather have them work that out, right? And I know I'm a little bit Cavs biased. That's really because, I mean, like, with the news. But that's just because that's really the only news in basketball or any sport. Right now is that awful time in sports. Where there's really nothing going on. Baseball is like in that weird three-quarter done mark where the records aren't really like, it's not really getting down to crunch time, you know what I mean? There's a little bit of leeway. So it's not really anything to talk about there. Football, really nothing to talk about there. Just people like signing contracts, the rookie contracts. So it's really just, I mean, MMA, basketball, and as far as, and the only reason basketball right now is because, like, the off season is still fairly new, you know, so, and Kyrie is a top five player, in my opinion, so, news with the, like, news revolving around him is big news. It just so happens that he is a Cavs player, right? But the Cavs, they're expecting to get a king's ransom for Kyrie. They're expecting to get a lot. And they said it's almost inevitable that Kyrie is going to get traded. These are all reports from, all these ones were on Bleacher Report, so they're kind of from all over. I didn't really get the sources. I apologize. Maybe I'll do that. Probably won't. then, I forget who it was. It might have been Richard Jefferson. I'm sorry. That said that Kyrie's... No, he didn't say that. He was understanding of what Kyrie is going through. Kind of... I'll get into that. ADD. But somebody said that Kyrie's always been uncomfortable with LeBron on the court. Which, again, as a fan, you don't really see that. If anybody sees that, let me know. But as far as I could tell, they got along. Derrick Rose signed with the Cavs today, or he's signing tomorrow. It doesn't really matter. The deal's basically there. He's signing for a year, $2.1 million. LeBron was stoked about it. He tweeted, let's rock, G, with a bunch of roses. And then, yeah, the Richard Jefferson thing, it was kind of like he was saying it as a point of, okay, well, before LeBron got here, everybody was waiting to see if LeBron would come back. LeBron's here now, and everybody's waiting to see if LeBron's going to leave. And it's kind of just been like that his whole career, you know? They've been waiting. He's never really had, like, stability. And that's kind of what he wants. He doesn't want to keep waiting to see what other people are going to do. He wants his own. He wants to be the guy, you know? He wants to feel safe, secure, whatever. I get it. Again, I get it. There's nothing bad you could say about Kyrie. That's all there is to it. I feel kind of like LeBron is playing 2K. Like, you know where you create a team and you put your guy that you create on, like, the team with, like, the real good players? I feel like LeBron is doing that in real life. Well, obviously, he kind of is. But, and he's like, you know what? You play a season and then you get bored. So you're like, fuck it, I'm going to just switch this up, or I'm going to go to a different team. That's what LeBron's doing. he gets bored, I feel like, and he just wants to be on different teams. That's why he's, like, so stoked about Derrick Rose. Unless he's really stoked about it, I don't know. He might just be really, really stoked about it. But who knows? That's LeBron, Kyrie, the Cavs. It is what it is. So I signed up for that. I don't even know what the fuck you call this app. They leave you, like, anonymous messages. I'll post the links on my social media. You guys know the tags and everything by now. So the only reason I signed up for this, I just want you guys to know, is that I want to read funny shit on the podcast. So I'm going to read the ones that I got so far. I signed up like 20 minutes ago or something. The first one I got is, I love you. Well, thank you. Who that could be from, who knows? There's just so many people that it could be from. I have, like, just so many friends and so many fans that it could just truly be from any one of you guys. And I'm just humbled, you know? Like, it really touches my heart when somebody says something so nice. So, you know, I love you too. My fans, you guys are just the greatest. You guys love me. What? You're bald. Okay. Yeah, I am. I'm follically challenged. Thanks for pointing that out. My hair was super thin, so I shaved it all off. Now I just got a scalp. I got that low-ski daddy. And you just wanted to point it out to me. That's cool, man. Or lady. Have you ever thought about eating ass? Duh. I ain't a bitch. Here's the thing. You put a nice rump in my face, and I'm gonna eat it. I've tongue punched a couple fart boxes, you know? Not like after a workout or anything. I'm not gonna eat no dirty ass. But have you ever thought about eating ass? No shit. I'm sure everybody's thought about it. I just admitted that I have. But I feel like everybody's thought about it. That's a stupid question. That you've thought about eating ass too. Don't even front. Look, a nice rump in your face, your humps, your lovely lady lumps. You're not gonna get a little curious. I am. Anyway. Okay, these are the ones. I want to blow a shit bubble through a BK shake straw out of your ass and make two tennis balls fly out like Chapman was pitching. What in the fuck? I love that. I don't even know what to say to it. I want to blow a shit bubble through a BK shake straw out of your ass and make two tennis balls fly out like Chapman was pitching. No punctuation at all. So it's one big sentence. It's more, no pause. So it's like, I want to blow a shit bubble through a BK shake straw out of your ass and make two tennis balls fly out like Chapman was pitching. I don't know if that's a joke from something. I hope not. I hope that is someone's creative mind going. That is absurd, and I absolutely love it. Give me more of those. I want to read more of that on this podcast. That, wow. That was great. Fan-fucking-tastic. Kudos to you. I wish it wasn't anonymous so I could tell the people who that was. Anyway, you're fucking funny, man. I'm assuming that's a guy. I'm not saying girls aren't funny. I'm just saying girls aren't that funny. Anyway, time for the scream breakdown. All right, before I get into this, I would like you to know that I've never seen this movie before. I've seen Scary Movie, but not Scream. So it opens up, the phone's ringing, and Drew Barrymore answers. I'm like, sweet, Drew Barrymore's in this. I love 51st Dates. Obviously, I'm not a monster. And it's the wrong number. She hangs up, calls back. This, like, kind of seductive but kind of creepy voice is there. And he's like, what's your favorite scary movie? And she's like, she says Michael Halloween, which is a solid pick, you know. I'm not mad at that at all. Are you? You shouldn't be, because it's a great movie. Halloween. And then he's like, I want to know. She's like, what's your name? And she's like, why do you want to know my name? He's like, I want to know who I'm watching. And she's like, all freaked out, right? I would be freaked out. She's just Drew Barrymore, just sweet little Drew. Sweet little, what was that movie where she blew the fire out of her head? Firestarter? Is that what it was? I think that's what it was. Anyway, check out Firestarter. It's a good movie. I'll do a breakdown of that. It's a good one. So he calls again. This is like the fourth time she hangs up or whatever. He calls a fifth time. And she's like, listen, asshole. And he's like, no, you listen here, you little bitch. He's like, I'm going to gut you like a fish. And so she starts freaking out, which, I mean, that's the way I would do it. She locks all the doors. And she's like, my boyfriend's going to get you. And he's like, is his name Steve or Sean or something? He's like, look out the window. So she looks out the window and her boyfriend's all tied up in a chair. And he's like, I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you live. If you get it wrong, you die. And he's like, how about a bonus one or some shit? And she's like, she gets the question wrong, I think. I forget what the fuck happens, but her boyfriend dies. He gets fucking gutted like a fish. Oh, no, that was the, yeah. He asks who the killer was on Friday the 13th. And she's like, Jason, I know it's Jason, Jason, Jason. And he's like, no, it's Jason, mother. Boyfriend gets fucking sliced and diced. And then he's like, how about a bonus round? Pick what door I'm at, and I'll, if you get it right, I won't kill you. But I think he's going to kill her anyway. I think this dude's just an asshole. So she's like, I'm not playing this game. And then he stabs her. And he guts her like a fish, okay? He slices her neck. So she's like trying to yell for her mom and she can't yell. It's super sad. So right then I knew that this movie was going to be ruthless because they killed sweet little Drew. Sweet little Drew Barrymore just dead, right? By the way, he, like, holds the knife up to, like, try to make you scared, I guess. And this is, like, the fakest looking knife I've ever seen. Like, you guys couldn't have got a little bit of a realer looking knife for this movie. Then it cuts to his girl and her boyfriend. I forget what the girl's name is in this movie. Like, her real name. Her name in the movie, Cindy. Hey, Sin. But her boyfriend, like, sneaks in the window like a fucking creep. I think they're supposed to be in high school, but they look like they're in their late 20s. Her dad comes in to, like, let us know that he's going to be out of town. Like, he's telling her, but he's basically talking to us. They didn't hide that very well. Oh, and then the boyfriend, she's like, why are you here? And his excuse is, The Exorcist was on, got me thinking about you. What a fucking romantic thing to say to your girlfriend. Nothing like puking some green slime over a priest to get me thinking about you, babe. Or, I'm not going to go there. The Exorcist was on, got me thinking about you. Unreal. Unbelievable. And then he like starts talking about how they started off as a rated R movie. Oh, because he said The Exorcist, he's like, he was like, it was edited for TV, so all the good stuff was taken out, like super salty. And then he's like, we started off as a rated R movie. Now we're just edited for TV, because she won't fuck him. And so then she's like, I know we're not rated R, but would you settle for PG-13? And he's like, what's that? And he's like hanging out of her window, and she flashes him. But we see nothing. Total tease. The next day at school, all the cool kids are at the water fountain. They're gossiping about Drew Barrymore dying. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, like the real one, you know what I'm talking about, he's in it, Jamie Kennedy's in it, I think that's all, Courtney Cox is in it, she's like the news lady, and you find out, this is, the water fountain is like the water cooler at a job, that's where all the hot gossip goes down. And you find out that Cindy's mom died. She was, like, raped and murdered last year. And so Cindy's at her house, like, school lets out or whatever. Cindy's at her house, and the creepy guy calls her that night. And she starts, but she doesn't know it's the creepy guy. She starts, like, roasting Scary Movie. She's like, he's like, what's your favorite scary movie? She's like, I hate scary movies. It's always, like, some killer going after some dumb broad, and she's just like spitting out like dumb shit that happens in horror movies, and he's like, I'm at your front door, and she's like, what? So she's like, I'm gonna call your bluff, bitch. She goes and looks out the door. He's not there. She closes the door, locks it. He's in the closet. He is in the house, and they get into like this weird fight. Somehow this man really struggles against this small woman, which is it's a little suspect, you know? I got Inspector Gadget eyes on this one. That doesn't even make sense. It felt good to say. Say it next time you're confused or skeptical about something. Say you got Inspector Gadget eyes, and people might look at you weird, or they might say, that was actually pretty cool. We should start saying that now. But too bad, because I got it trademarked. Yeah, she gets away or something. The boyfriend's at the window again, and a phone falls out of his pocket. She's like, what the fuck? Like, where'd you come from? And long story short, she thinks he's the killer. He goes to jail. And, like, the news lady is, like, at the hospital, or at the police station, like, trying to get a story. And she starts talking to Cindy, and Cindy just punches her right in the face. And you're like, what the fuck was that about? Courtney Cox is the news lady, and she's a smoke show. And the other girl's a dime piece. Cindy, oh, yeah, and then they go to this scene where Cindy's laying there in, like, this big shirt, and she's got these, like, cute little white socks on, like, those high ones, looking like a dime piece. She's just laying there with, like, her butt up in the air, and you're like, that's where guys are like, oh, yeah, girl, sleepover, and I feel like it's totally not like that. I feel like they wear sweatpants, a hoodie, no makeup, hair in a bun. They never look like all seductive like that for each other. I mean, they might, I don't know. I've never been to one. Anyway, The creepy dude, the killer, calls Cindy at her friend's house, and the boyfriend, Billy, that's his name, they, like, track it, that cell phone, and they're all clean, like, it wasn't him that called, and they find out that the news lady, the reason she punched her in the face was because the news lady, like, thought Cindy's mom's killer was innocent, and that he was wrongly charged for murder and rape. Hashtag Bill Cosby. So then Cindy's like running for some reason. She runs into Billy in the hallway. That's when her mom was raped, and that's why she won't fuck him. Weird to me too. I guess I get it. Whatever. The killer's in the bathroom, and she does, like, this crazy slide under his legs to get out of the bathroom. Doesn't tell anyone that he is in the bathroom. She just runs. The movie could have been over right there. Because there was, like, a ton of cops at the school. All she had to do was be like, the killer's in the building. They would have locked that bitch down. Movie over. Anyway, the news lady, Courtney Cox, starts to seduce the cop, and his name's Dewey, which is, you find out later that it's short for Dwight. Most people don't know that, so you're welcome. Shaggy decides to throw a party, and, principal, I don't know, the principal gets killed. But leading up to him dying, he, like, goes out in the hallway, and there's a janitor that's dressed in a red and, like, green stripes, like, long sleeve shirt with one of those. He's dressed like Freddy Krueger, and the dude's name is Fred. He calls him Fred, and he's dressed like Freddy Krueger. I thought that was weird, because I thought Freddy Krueger was a janitor, too. Or he was something weird. Man. I apologize about this cough if you guys are still listening. Then a bunch of nonsense happens that we don't really even need to get into. Then the party, it's party time. It's party time. Yeah, it's party time. It's fucking party time. Motherfuckers, grab your condoms and your beers because we're about to fuck. Then the news lady and a cop. They're like, let's check this party out. They go there, and the cop's like, the cop, like, goes, they're all high school kids. He's like, and they're all wasted. He's like, aren't you a little bit too young to be drinking? And then he, like, takes the kid's beer, and he's like, I'm kidding. Just continues to let them drink. So, completely unprofessional. Cindy's friend is like, I'm gonna go get some beers. And she walks out in the garage and has the hardest nipples that I've ever seen. She clearly had no bra, and it was clearly freezing, but she was wearing the smallest t-shirt in the world. I'm not gonna object to it. Anytime you get some nips in a horror movie is a plus. But it was so, like, extra that it took away from the coolness that it was, like, boobs, you know? It was, I don't know. Just watch the movie and watch the part where she goes to get a beer. You could basically fast forward all the way to the party scene, because this party thing, that's where shit goes down. The worst fight scene ever, by the way, with the hard nips chick and the scream guy. I think they called him Ghostface. I don't know. She's like, I'm not scared of you. Take the mask off. And he's like shaking his head no. And she's like, you want to play Psycho Killer? And he like shaked his head yes. And she's like, oh no, Psycho Killer. Please save or let me out. And then he like picks up the knife, the fake looking knife. and slides it against her arm and, like, cuts it. But it's, like, such a fucking corny cut that pissed me off. These two fight. She starts throwing beer bottles that are just exploding on impact. These things are like grenades. Miller Lite or Bud Light, whatever these beers were, they make grenades for this movie. And they're like just destroying this guy. So there's like a cat door on the garage and she tries to crawl out of it and gets about halfway. The scary dude like opens the garage because it's an automatic garage. And like, I don't know how this happened, but it like breaks her neck and she's just laying there. Like, suspended in the air. The garage door didn't break or anything. that was a pretty funny scene. Then Cindy and Billy, they go upstairs, right? It's... And they get their fuck on. Well, they didn't get their fuck on yet. They're like kissing and stuff. Like, clothes still on. Then Jamie Kennedy, by the way, he's like obsessed with horror movies in this movie. And he gives the party the rules to live. There's three rules. Number one, you have to be a virgin, because virgins always live in these movies. Number two, you never drink or do drugs as they're at a party drinking and doing drugs. And number three, you never, ever, 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 ever say, I'll be right back. Because you're not going to be back. You're gonna die. So the cop and the news lady, they start investigating like a car or something, and the party ends. So yeah, the party ends and like some of the kids leave. Then it cuts back to Billy and Cindy. They're still making out dressed. This has been like a half hour and they're just been making out this whole time. Then they undress. And you get like a tit tease where she like takes her bra off and then it like the camera like pans behind the dude so that he's like covering her boobs. But you could see her face and you could tell that she's naked. So you're like, oh, what a tease. Anyway, okay, then the house gets a call about their principal being dead and he's being suspended from the goalposts at the football field and the kids leave. I'm going to pause it right here because wouldn't the cops get a call before the kid gets a call at his house? And if it's a kid that answers, don't you think the authorities would say, have your parents call us instead of just telling the kids? It was very strange. And they're like, let's go check it out before before they take him down. Okay, you sick fucks. In what world is it okay to go look at a gutted, hanging dead body? Were these the kids from Children of the Corn, all grown up, just psychos? What is happening who raised these kids? Did they grow up at fucking Leatherface's house? I was mind blown by that. So anyway, now at the house is just Cindy, Shaggy, Billy, and Jamie Kennedy. Because the chick died, her friend died. They don't know that yet. Dewey and the news lady, they kiss. And then, after they bang, Cindy asks Billy about, she's like, when you were in jail, who was your one phone call to? And he's like, it was my dad. And she's like, well, no, because the cops called your dad. And he's like, so did I. He's like, you don't still think it's me, do you? And he gives her this creepy look. And then she's like, I forget what she says, probably something corny. Billy gets stabbed by the killer. And she's running. Somehow she makes it to a window that she falls out of. She falls out of the window back onto a boat and just rolls off like nothing happened. Like, she just fell into a pit of puppies. All right, maybe not a pit of puppies. I don't know what kind of sicko has a pit of puppies just hanging around. Maybe that dude from Sounds of the Lambs. They put the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. Maybe like a ball pit is better of a scenario. Or like a bunch of mattresses. Like really nice mattresses. Like the ones that you fall on and the wine glass is still standing straight up. You know, the good ones, right? So yeah, she falls off. She's perfectly fine. The cop, he got stabbed. The news lady got into a car accident. She's, I think, dead. And Cindy's still running. Everybody's dying. Cindy's still running. Billy's alive. Somehow she gets her hands on a gun. Billy's alive. He's like, give me the gun. Give me the gun, babe. So she gives him the gun. Jamie Kennedy comes in the house. Billy fucking shoots Jamie Kennedy right away. Billy's not stabbed. It was, he like licks his hands and he's like, it's corn syrup. And Billy and Shaggy are together, like working together. They also might be gay because like Shaggy like comes up from behind Billy and he's like real close to his ear. Like I'm waiting for him to like stick his tongue out and like lick his ear or his ass. I don't know. I was waiting for it to turn to a weird gay porn and like in Eurotrip where he's like, I didn't know it was gay till halfway through. The girls never came. Anyway. Then they're like in the kitchen and he's like, you want to know the motive? And the motive is her mom, Cindy's mom, was having an affair with Billy's dad. And that's why his mom left him. And Billy and Shaggy killed her mom. It wasn't the dude that she accused. They frame her dad for this thing. Then they start stabbing each other. They're like, they left us for dead. And they start stabbing each other. And Billy starts stabbing the fuck out of Shaggy. And Shaggy's like, he's like, easy, Billy. I'm feeling a little woozy. Feeling a little woozy here. And, she somehow kills both of them. And then Cindy, Jamie, Kennedy, and the news lady are alive. And the credits roll. And that, my friends, that is Scream. If you haven't seen it, well, if you listen to this whole thing, I'm going to tell you now, that's a spoiler alert. Might be a little too late, though, huh? Huh. Anyway. Yeah, go on my, I'm gonna post another movie breakdown if you guys are enjoying these. If you guys think these things suck, let me know. I won't do them as often. If you like them, let me know. I'll do them as often. Yeah, so I'm gonna post another Twitter poll for one. Go vote on it. And then also, leave me some of those anonymous messages because those were, that one was fucking funny. What was it? Let me try and find it again real quick. This shit was fucking funny. It's loading. Anyway, maybe it won't work. We got new ones. One of them. I remember. I remember when you had hair. So, apparently people love to take shots at me for being bald. That is just fucking rude. You guys are monsters. You should be ashamed of yourself. I know I don't have hair. Okay, what is... You look like a broke-ass Mr. Clean on some bullshit Colombian testosterone pills. A broke-ass Mr. Clean on some bullshit Colombian testosterone pills. Well, the Colombian testosterone pills, thank you for that. I'm assuming that means you guys think that I'm muscular, maybe. Broke ass Mr. Clean. All right, yeah. My money's not where it needs to be yet. Mr. Clean, by the way, Mr. Clean got bitches. I don't know if you've ever seen a Mr. Clean commercial, but he's never just talking to some old man. It's always a dime piece MILF. So, thank you for that, too. Keep leaving those, because those are great. Broke-ass Mr. Clean on some Colombian testosterone pills. You're a fucker. And, yeah, that was good. You guys are funny. I appreciate you listening. If you listen to this the whole way through, go tweet at me. I'll give you a shout-out in the next one. If you tweet me a review of the podcast, I'll read it in the podcast if you've read it or if you listened so far. Thank you for listening. And, of course, till next time, peace.